Hi, my name is John Hunt, and I live in Underhill, Vermont. And I saw the question about being BIPOC in Vermont and how it could be more welcoming. And it was on Facebook on the Nohegan page. So I was just calling because for me, being an indigenous Vermonter, a lot of us aren't necessarily seen as people of color, you know, like I look like any other white person in Vermont, but I am a citizen, an Abenaki citizen, and on both sides of my family have Abenaki ancestry in Vermont going way, way back. And so for me, it's not really necessarily being accepted for how I look, but I think recognizing that Abenaki people look like everybody else for the most part, but that we are still here. You know, I remember when I was in elementary school saying that I was Abenaki and being made fun of because, you know, in school we learned that the Abenaki were extinct. They didn't live here anymore. And we also learned that they were barely here, that it was just hunting grounds and all these kind of old myths of what the Abenaki presence was in Vermont. So for me to say I was Abenaki growing up was, you know, I was laughed at. Because I didn't look like a native person, and my family was mixed, you know, mixed heritage, and we didn't have a lot of our living culture anymore. So it was kind of a difficult situation, a difficult experience to even be able to have my heritage or any pride in it, and learning kind of incorrect history. So now, you know, with state recognition, I think that's been a big step for Abenaki people, coming kind of out of the woodwork and being able to claim their heritage and be proud and come together again. But I think that the state has a long ways to go in terms of, you know, correct education in schools and getting Abenaki people to help teach that education, and also learning more about the language. And just, I think just really like the actual, the true history. And up to present time, recognizing that Abenaki people are still here, you know, I think there's still a strong belief that they're not, or that we're too white, you know, that we've assimilated so far that we can't be Abenaki anymore, which is, I think, sometimes like the attempt at the final genocide of Abenaki people in Vermont after eugenics. I think the final piece was a historical attempted genocide to just sort of write us off. And so that's my story in terms of being indigenous in Vermont, and my hope, I think, yeah, one of my biggest really is education. I mean, there's a lot, but I think one of the biggest is educating the youth and the public, but especially the youth, so that, because they become the general populace. And yeah, when I was in school, it really wasn't proper education on the true history. And Angela, I don't know if you're the one who gets this message, but I know you, and I also know Teo, who used to go by Theo Spencer. I grew up with both of you in school, and you probably never knew I was Abenaki, because it wasn't really something that I was easy to claim or talk about at that time in history when I didn't have much connection to my ancestry. I didn't feel like I could find much connection, and also we were sort of being written out as like being real native people, like the real native people were out west and lived in teepees and things. So that's my story. Thanks for doing the good work. I really like this podcast. Bye.